Today's daf is daf Zayin. We got to the bottom of daf Vav Amud Beis. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Are you going to be based on the mazik or the nizak? Whose property are you going to assess? So he said the machlokas was if the nizak's edis was like the mazik's ziboris. So if you go based on the nizak, so then you pay the edis of the nizak, but the mazik ends up only paying his own ziboris. It works for the benefit of the mazik. But if you go based on the mazik, so then the mazik would have to pay his own edis, which should be much more than the edis of the nizak. So the Gemara now says, we had this cryptic line before. In yesterday's daf, it says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, seven lines up from the bottom. Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo ba hakatzov legavos elo lenizikin min ha'edis, that the Torah tells me that you collect from the edis, from the mazik, v'kal v'chomer lehektish, and then you can learn a kal v'chomer to hektish as well. That hektish also only collects from the mazik. So what does this mean? My kavachom the hektish. Ilema de nagach tur di don le tur de hektish. If it means our tour, our shore, we switch a tough in the shin. Our shore is hedyot was goring a shore of hektish, and then you pay according to the mazik, the niidish from the mazik. Well, the pasuk says shore re'eu amarachman overlo shore shel hektish. Right, the entire pasuk we should try to memorize this pasuk. Now we're going to see it often. We saw it already several times. It says. Where's that line? I don't know my heart myself. Ki yigov shor ish es shor re'ehu umes. So we mean shor re'ehu. So when my shore is gores with my friend's shore, so that's shor re'ehu, that's a friend, the shore of a hedyot, but lo shor shehektish. But if it gores a ox owned by hektish, then there is no payment at all. So that can't be the case of shor shehektish, because that's a p'tur. Elal must be le'omer hare alai mone lebedek abayis. Nothing to do with shore goring anybody. A person says, I'm taking upon myself a nedava hare alai mone lebedek abayis. I'm going to dedicate $100 to the bedek abayis, to the upkeep of the base of Mikdash. Da'asa gizbar v'shakel me'idis. So then the gizbar comes, the treasurer comes along, and he takes from my property the edis to pay back my nedava. So the Gemara says, that's not really fair, that he takes my edis. Lo yehe ela bal hachov. So what happens is, when I take a pledge, I make a pledge, so now I owe money. That's a chovah, this outstanding loan that I owe now, I created a loan for myself to pay back the Beis HaMikdash. So the klal is, the Gemara tells us on the top of Daf Zayin, there's two we're going to have to know well, hu bal chov bebeinus. There's different halachas when it comes to nizikin and a kesuba and a bal chov. A bal chov pays from the beinus, the middle grade of property. So if I take a pledge to give to the Beis HaMikdash, he shouldn't collect from my edis, he should collect from my beinonis, like any other baal chov. So that can't be the case with a kal v'chomer lehekdesh that Rabbi Akiva is referring to, you pay from the edis. The chitema, maybe you're going to suggest, Sava Rabbi Akiva, kol baal chov nami beedis. Maybe Rabbi Akiva has this unique shita. Maybe in general, Rabbi Akiva holds that a baal chov actually does pay an edis. So normally a baal chov pays an edis. So too, if I make a pledge to pay money to the Beis HaMikdash, that Baal Chov should also pay Edis. Maybe that's the suggestion you're going to make. And then this would be, well, that Kal V'chomer L'Hekdesh, that you have to pay Edis. Umar says, not true. You cannot compare the payment to Beis HaMikdash to a general Baal Chov. Why not? Because Ikal Mifrach, you could ask the following question. Mala Baal Chov Shekein Yafa Kocha B'Nezikin Tomer B'Hekdesh Shehura Kocha B'Nezikin. A Baal Chov has a certain strength when it comes to Nezikin. Are you going to say that Hektish, which has a certain weakness by Nezikin, what does this mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, two lines down, V'chi Tema Kasava Rabbi Kiva. Maybe you're going to say, Rabbi Kiva, Afilu Hachi Lo Garmin Hektish Shemine. Let's say Rabbi Kiva holds in general that a Baal Chov pays from Edis. You still couldn't apply that to a case of Hektish, that he would have to pay Edis as well. Why not? Dikl Mifrach, says Rashi, Ma Le Baal Chov Shekein Yafak Koach B'Nezikin Shehahediot, who notel behezeko min ha'idis. In the world of a hedyot has a certain strength that he's able to collect edis when it comes to the world of Nezikin. So it makes sense that Baal Chov, we could also collect edis. But now if you transfer that over to a hektish, he doesn't collect Nezikin at all. We say if you damage hezek, if you damage hektish, there's no payment, they don't receive anything. So it's just like hura kochov in Nezikin, so too hektish would also have hura kochov be Baal Chov, and maybe he shouldn't collect from the edis as well in the world of hektish. The best land, the best what?
The choicest
of the, what do they call it here? They have a line for it.
What is choice?
Edis.
Well, knows.
Okay, all right. the highest grade. Yeah, the highest grade of land.
Prime, I guess.
The prime. Okay.
The more,
a prime ribeye. The best type of okay. Fine. So okay. Still, you can't learn from a kal v'chomer. So still, what's the case that you have to play? We would say that it's a kal v'chomer. Superior. Okay. Superior. The superior land. So the so what's the case that there's this kal v'chomer that you have to pay edus when it comes to hekdesh as well? So the Gemara says four lines down, Zayin Amr Aleph, it says, Li Olam really, De Nagach Torah, Didan Le Torah, De Hektish. Really, we're my shore, Gurz is shore shel Hektish. Udekok HaShelach, you had a question, Shur Re'eyu Amr Rachman of Lo Shore shel Hektish, but didn't we say, based on the Pasuk, that only I only pay in my shore, Gurz, another shore, but if it Gurz a Hektish owned shore, sure, it wouldn't pay money. Rabbi Kiva Savarla Rabbi Shumba Menasir. Rabbi Kiva argues on that drasha. He holds like a different opinion, namely Rabbi Shumba ben Menasir, who holds the Sani, Rabbi Shumba ben Menasir, Omer, Shor Shal Hektesh, Shinagach Shor Shal Hedyo Pater. If a Hektesh owned Shor comes out and damages my personal Shor, Hektesh doesn't pay any money. But the flip side, Shor Shal Hedyo, Shinagach Shor Shal Hektesh, if my shore gores a hektish own shore, bain tam bain muad, whether this is the first offense, first three offenses, or whether it's already my shore to muad, mishalim nezek shalom, I need to pay the full amount to hektish. So Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh clearly does not make the drasha of shore re'eyu velo shore shel hektish. Rabbi Kiva holds this way, that you have to pay the full amount when damaging hektish. And when you pay that full amount, it comes the meitav sadeyu from the edus. So that's the case. So a shore, yeah. Shor Shereo pays Chatzi Nezek, but Shel Hektish should pay the mission. The Rashi says that, right?
Yeah,
okay, very good, right. Same drasha, but the opposite direction. Instead of being a kula to Hektish, so there's no payment, to Chumra the Hektish, you pay the full amount to Hektish. So Gemara says, now after establishing this, Ihachi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Mimai. So how do you know, we said earlier, yesterday's daf, that the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Mimai, how do you know, Dibi'idis Dinizak Viziboris Dimazik Pligi? How do you know that their machlokas yesterday was about when the Edis of the Nizak equals the Ziboris of the Mazik? How do you know that's a machlokas? Duma Dechuyama B'dinizak Shamidan. Maybe both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold, you go based on the Nizak. Whatever his Edis is, if the Mazik's a big real estate guy, he gets the he gets it easy. He just has to pay whatever is equal to the edus of the nizak. So maybe the only machlokas is though hocha b'pluksa the Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh rabbanon kam miflugi. They're arguing about this very case, whether when you shor shereyu is madrik shor shel hektish, whether you pay anything, you pay the full amount or you pay nothing. Maybe that's the machlokas. Rabbi Kiva Savar ki Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh that when you damage shor shel hektish, you pay the full amount. And Rabbi Yishmael Savar Krabbanon, that when you damage Shor Shel Hektesh, you are put there completely. Maybe that's the machlokas. And nothing to do with the Nizak versus the Mazik. So Gemara says, Iha Imkain, if that's the case, my Loba Kasif. What do you mean Loba Kasif? Loba Kasif, Rashi explains, means that you look at Rashi right around where we are in the Gemara, Imkain, my Loba Kasif, Dimashma, Dibikra Gufe Pligi. They're arguing about the machlokas and how to interpret the Pasuk, Diloba Kasif Lahachi. I'm a behedio nami pligi. The pasuk is referring to meitav sadeyu. Nothing to do with hektish in the pasuk at all. So when it says lo ba kasev, it's talking about some machlokas within the pasuk itself, not a kal v'chomer to another scenario of a hektish. So unlikely that that's going to be the machlokas. That's about hektish and nothing to do with regular shor shehedio case. Oh, second question that Gemara asks: my kal v'chomer lehektish. What does it mean kal v'chomer lehektish? We're saying kal v'chomer means if there's a chomer that applies to hedio. So let's apply that same chumrah to hektish as well. So now, according to what we're saying now, if both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold, you go b'nizak, which is a kula. The nizak's zi'idus is like the mazik's ziboris, so that's a kula for the mazik. So we don't say, just like there's a kula here, kava chumrah apply the kula to hektish. That's not how kava chumrahs work. It's when there's a chumrah in case A, kava chumrah we apply to case B. So that wouldn't make sense to apply a kava chumrah. That's the second problem. Third problem is, the Ode, Ha'amar Ravashi, Ravashi himself says clearly that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel about Nizak versus Mazik. And the Tani, the Raisa tells us, Behedya, very explicitly, Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karmo Yishalein, the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadeo Shal Nizak, U Meitav Karmo Shal Nizak, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva Omer, Meitav Sadeo Shal Mazik, Meitav Karmo Shal Mazik. So it's a very clear Raisa that they are in fact arguing about the machlokas of whether it goes based on the Nizak versus the Mazik, and there is therefore a twofold machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Number one is, do you go based on the Nizak versus the Mazik? And number two is, what happens when you're a Mazik, a Shur Shel Re'eu, rather Shel Hekdesh, do you pay nothing or do you pay the full amount?
What's the Shvar Zeh
Hekdesh? That what?
What's the Shvar Zeh you should pay nothing if you pay the
Hekdesh? Oh, just the Drasha. It's a Drasha. The question, what's behind the Drasha? Why would one say that behind the Drasha Shel Shur Shel Re'eu Shel Hekdesh? Yeah, it could be that there is, but that's just based on the pasuk is a simple understanding. Okay.
So now we're at the point that we can't hold the Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, right?
Rabbi Kiva, he does hold like Rabbi Shimon, yeah.
It's just not in the Kudus Machlokas.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
So the previous answer goes. That is the Nag Akhtar and the Akhtar of the Hekdesh, but he holds like Rabbi Shimon.
Exactly.
Is that how we leave it?
Yep. That's what the old, the Kavah Homer, that's the second statement of Rabbi Kiva. That's what it's referring to.
Rabbi Kiva holds that he was as a Shalim, Ben Tam Ben Muad.
Correct. For a Shur Shel Hekdesh, exactly. Okay, let's go Vayitra now. The two dots, the Gemara says, Rami La Abaye, the Rava. Abaye asks the following question. Ksiv Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karmo Shalem. So you pay from the best of the land, from the superior parts, from the prime of the land. Meitav In, Midiach Rinulo. You only pay from the best of the land, but nothing else. You can't pay any other form. But doesn't the Braisa tell us Yashiv? We saw Yashiv, the Gemara in Kedushin says this as well. Yashiv means, it's an extra word in the Pasuk, Yashiv l'rabos shava kesef v'afilu subin. So the Pasuk here is referring to, the context is, it's talking about a boar. It says the Pasuk, Baal habor yishalim kesef, Yashiv levalav, you return the money. Of course you return the money. We're saying you pay the money, so Yashiv, of course, that's returning. Yashiv superfluous, to teach us that you could pay with anything, even from subin. Subin is the bad part of the wheat. What do they say it is?
Brand.
The brand. Okay, the brand. So the brand, that even the subin, even brand, you could pay, you know, those guys, they walk in, they pay pennies to the people, they never appreciate that when you pay pennies to buy something from the store. So basically paying with subin, it has value, but it's like paying with 500 pennies. Nobody wants to get that, but it still works. So Yashiv is the rabbi Shava Kesef Vafilu Subin. So on one hand, we have the pasuk Meitav Karmo. You have to dafka pay from the best of the land. And the other pasuk tells me you could pay from even the worst. So it seems to be a stira. So the Gemara says, lo kashu, that's not a problem. Kan midaito kan bal karcho. When the mazik is willing to pay on his own, so he could pay with the 100 pennies if he wants. That's allowed. But if he's not willing to pay, and Bezdin has to come down to his property and take it, so then Bezdin will confiscate the best of the property. That's the difference. Kan bal daito, kan bal karcho.
Meaning if he pays him, he can pay even with the worst of the worst.
Yep.
If he goes, then he pays.
Correct. So Amar Ula, Ula says, Breder of Eli, De Kanami, it's very exact in the pasuk. If you read the pasuk, it says, Dichsev Yishalem Balkarcho, and he pays Balkarcho. So I'm not quite sure what the Havamin is, because quickly the Gemara rejects this. Gemara says, Amle Abaye, Miksev Yishulam, Yishalem Ksev, Midaito Mashma. Yishalem, anyone who knows Hebrew, we have a couple of people who speak Hebrew very nicely here. So Yishalem means he pays willingly. Yishulam means he was paid from, it was taken from him. So it says Yishalem, when he paid willingly. So it's unlikely to say, it can say, that when is it Meitav Sadeu, when it's against his will? Yishalem doesn't mean against his will. Yishalem, Meitav Sadeu, Yishalem means when he pays on his own. So that can't be the interpretation of the difference between Meitav versus Yashiv. So therefore, Elamar Abaye says, Kidimar. Yesanya, the Braisa, tells us, Hareisha hayulo batim sados v'kramim veinu motzi l'mochon. An individual who really needs money, but his assets are tied. He can't find someone to buy his house, his field, and his vineyards. He's stuck. He could have $1 million of property, but if he can't sell it, and he means nothing. And he, right now, he needs money. Eino motzi l'mochon. He can't find anybody to sell to. So what's the halacha? Now the guy, he needs food. Is he an ani? The guy owns buildings and real estate, but he can't, has no money to buy himself food. Is he considered an ani? So the Gemara says, Machilin oso maser ani. You can give him maser ani. Ad mechza, up until half. So then look at Rashi for a second. Rashi, four wide lines down, rather. Misha yulo sados batim ukramim. There's a cloud, the mission pair tells us, shava masayim zuz. So all his property is not too much, but it's still worth 200 zuz. And the mission tells us, masechas peya, misha yeshla masayim zuz, lo yito leket shicha peya maisani. If a poor person has 200 zuz, he's not considered an ani, and he can't collect all these different matnos anim. It's not a lot of money at all. It's very low. So they had people who were very, very poor, which didn't qualify for leket shecha upeya umaisani. You need to have less than 200 zuz. Delav anihu v'nimtza goes anim, and if he goes ahead and takes any of these matnos anim, he's stealing. Hayula Masaim Zuz Chaser Dinar. Let's say he has 200 minus 1. He has 199 Zuz. Now let's say you give him one large gift worth 1,000 zuz, then now he has 5 times the amount of money he had before. You should say maybe you should only give him 1 zuz, so now he puts him over the limit. No, once he's at 199 or less, you give him a big package, a big deal, he could take that large gift all in one shot, because at the time of taking he was an ani. So no matter how large that gift is, that's okay. So Zed, this individual, Yeshla Batim, Sados, Ukramim, Shava, Masayim, Zuz, is worth 200 Zuz. It's not liquid, so it means nothing to him. So the halacha is, Machilin Oso Maser Ani, says Rashi, Ad Mechsa Shava Mezuz. You only give him half. So now he gets to, right now he has zero in his pocket, in his bank. So you give him 100 Zuz, only half the amount. Ukarkosav, Yimchor Bemezuz, Ditzfei Miplagalo Zaylili Olam. When we say he can't sell it, it's never it's you never not sell it. Exactly, it's not the price that he wants. He wants to sell his house in Woodbury for $2 million because it's a high market. So it's not going to work like that. So sell it for the lower price. The Gemara makes a klal that you can never sell a karka for less than half of the actual value. You just can't find the buyer right now. So you give him 100 zuz, and then he can sell his property for the other 100 zuz to make him have 200 zuz.
So in this case, according to the current value of the market, his land is not worth 200. It's worth at the maximum 199.
So that's the question I'm going to talk about. How do you define the market?
No, but once in the other case, when he has 199, you give him unlimited, and here you only give him 100.
Right, because the other case, the guy had zero. He had no assets.
No, he has 199.
Right, I'm saying, but he had only 199, but he had no assets to take into account.
But here his assets are obviously worth less than 200 because he cannot sell it.
So they're saying they're worth 100, we're saying.
Or even 199. So in both cases, he has 199, and one you can give him unlimited, and here you can only give him 100.
You're saying right now the guy has zero money. He has, so his assets are worth...
Gemara seems to think that it's still worth 200.
I guess so.
Okay.
Right. But if it's worth 200, then he shouldn't get any.
They don't believe in the efficient market hypothesis. All markets are always efficient.
I hear that. Okay. So let's see what the Gemara says. How do you figure out what exactly the value of his house is? So the Gemara says, I know it's going a bit of a tangent, we're going to hopefully bring this back full circle. We're trying to figure out right now how do you deal with the steer of one pasuk saying Meitev Dafka and the other pasuk Yashiv Afilu Subim. So we're using this somehow to answer that question. So Gemara says, still trying to figure this out. Havi Bai, the last 5 lines of the Amud, Havi Bai Mar Hechi Dami. What's the case here? I Huzel Arasa Duchliyama. If everybody's land in the world, and at least let's look at the Medina, let's say, in the Medina, is all went down in value. And his property went down just as well and as low as everybody else's. I feel tuva nami lisrele. The hazil chuliyama nami. You should give him even more money. Why would you limit it at 100? You should give him more money. His property is worth less than 200 now. So give him whatever you're able to give him. Bavasachas. But Rashi says, the last Rashi in the page, I feel tuva nami lisrele. Share achshav ein shav masayim zuz. So again, the Gemara then. Yeah, Gemara didn't tell us, how do we know it's 200 zuz in the first place? So where's that starting point? So let's assume he bought it for 200 zuz. So that's the market value now when he bought it at 200 zuz. Now, a few months later, the real estate market crashes. So now if the entire market crashes, so everybody's market and everyone's property, and his also went down, so he doesn't have 200 zuz in his possession right now. Even his assets are worth less. So he's a full-fledged ani, and you should give him a large gift at one shot. Give him 1,000 zuz as part of the matana. So that can't be the scenario. Ella the Okir Arasa Duchliyama Vidide ID. So everyone else's property went up in value. However, Dide his ID the Isle of Anafik, since he's going in and out, he's looking for money, Azuze, Zil Are. He doesn't have so much money. He needs to just fend for himself. So he's busy going from door to door trying to sell some things. He's not taking care of his property. So since his property was left alone, because he was busy trying to just get money and food on his table, his property went down in value because it wasn't keeping up with the pace of the market. So then, if that's the case, afilu pursa nami lo lisrele.
Since people know that he has no money because he's asking money to everybody, they'll
take advantage of him.
They'll take advantage and realize that he's willing to sell it for less.
So I misunderstood that. Really, that was the case here. They see that he's looking for money.
Right.
It's a Rashi and Bamatia, so they're taking advantage.
So they're taking advantage.
Okay, I think I always thought it was the other way around. Okay. So now they're going to take advantage of him. Very nice people. And therefore, says the Rashi in the top of Zayin Mabez, Afilu Portanami Lo Litzvela, you shouldn't give him anything then. He's not an Ani because Sharei Shevos Karkyosov Masayim Zuz. It's actually worth 200 Zuz. People are just taking advantage of him. So he's not considered Ani. He should take nothing. So the Gemara says, Vamamar, Allah. So what's the case finally? Lo Tzricha Debiyom Nisan Yikara Arasa. We know in the springtime is a nice time to sell the houses, the garden, everything's growing, the plants, the flowers. So in Nisan, that's when the goes up in value. Ben Tishrei, when it gets rainy out and the leaves begin to fall off, it's not as nice, as pretty, then it goes down in value. So that's the change here. So what's going on here? The Biyoma Nisa, again, Yikara Arasa, it's very, very valuable in Nisan. Ubiyoma Tishrei, Zila Arasa, it goes down in value. The Chuyam, everybody knows, when do you sell your house? Nitre ad Nisan. You wait until Nisan, Umizabni, when it's very nice out and pretty out. Vahai, but this person, or this guy, Hovid Starachele Zuza, he really needs money very badly. Zavin Kadashta, he needs to sell right now in Tishrei. He really needs the money. So ad Paul Ga Orcha Lemezel, Tve Lav Orcha Lemezel. So when a person sells a house that's in market value is $1 million, let's say, in Nisan, it can never go less than 50% in Tishrei. $500,000 is the lowest it's going to go for in Tishrei. So now let's talk in the terms of the Gemara. It's really worth 200 zuz in Nisan, but now he needs the money in Nisan, in Tishrei, so he sells it for 100. So that's the case here. So right now in Tishrei, it's worth 100 zuz. But really the market value, the ideal time is really worth 200 zuz. So that's the case here where he only accepts 100 zuz, we only give him. We can't view him as a full-fledged ani because it's really worth 200 zuz, but since he really needs the money now, we can give him 100 zuz, so it's somewhere in the middle. So that's the case of that price. How does this connect to Nezik? And now our case of Yashiv Gulaso Afil Subin versus Meitav Sadeo Meitav in Davar Acherlo. So the Gemara says, Hacha Nami Gabi Nezikin. We have the same exact claw when it applies to damaged. Dine be'idis. The loch is, but Nezikin, we know already, you pay idis. The only machlokas was idis of the mazik, idis of the nizak. But everybody agrees it's idis. So what's the case now? Now, I amar le'ihi, havli be'inus tfei porta. The nizak says, you know what? I rather have a little more be'inus land than a little idis, right? I can either have a small property in Back Lawrence, or I could have a larger property in Woodmere proper. Not sure if it really works out that way. But let's say that was the case. Okay, a small property because the value of each square foot is more valuable in Back Lawrence. So I have a small property in Back Lawrence. I'd rather have a property in Woodmere but a larger property. That's what he prefer. That's what the Nizak says. So he says again, I amr le, ihi, ihu, hovli, beinus, tfei. Give me an average property but more, tfei parti, a little bit bigger than what you would have given me from Edis. So the Mazik says to him, amr le, Ishaklis kedinach, shaka katashta. If you want to take according to halacha, so take my small property in Back Lawrence, and then we'll call it. But ilo shaka kiyuka delakame. But if you don't want to take it now, you rather the bainus, so take the bainus, and right now it's Tishrei. Take the bainus now of the value that it will be later on in Nisan. That's the scenario that he's trying to suggest him. Okay, that's the case. The similar comparison. Gemara says, wait a second. You can't really negotiate that way. So Maskiv la Rav Acha bar Yaakov im kein horas kochan shenizikin etz abenis viziboris. So now what's going to happen is the Nizak, who just got damaged, is going to have a disadvantage in the world of Nezikin with respect to Benis and Ziboris. Drachmana Amar mimetav vat amars mibenis viziboris namilo. Metav means it's supposed to be to his advantage. Now this guy prefer to have a larger property of in Woodmere than a Back Lawrence property, smaller. So he looks out, he's losing out. It's supposed to be for his benefit, the world of Nezikin. That's not fair to him. So that can't be the scenario of Nezikin, a comparable case of Nezikin. Ella, Amar Racha Bar Yaakov, Iika Lidmuye, Lebachov, Midaminale. If you want to take this scenario of the guy with houses and worth less in Tishrei and more in Nisan, the comparison is not to a world of Nezikin. You have to compare it to a case of a Balchov, a guy who owes money back to the bank. So what's the case? The halacha is that a bal chov dine bebenis. When a person pays back money and he needs to pay from property, he pays from the average land of his properties. Now, vi amrle, the bank says to him, havli ziboris tfei porta, rather a lesser grade of value of property, but more of it. So amrle, so the borrower could say to him, amrle ishaklis kidinach shakal katash. If you want to take what the halacha is, so take an average land like I'm supposed to give you. But ilo shakil ki yukra dilakame. If you want to take a ziboris land and more of that ziboris, I'm not going to give you the market value of it now. I'm going to give you the amount of land that's worth in Nisan, with much more money there, which means you'll get less property later on in Nisan. Yeah, everyone's with me on all these different. Okay, fine. The Gemara says maskiv la rav acha brei de rav ika imkain. If you're going to do that, and the lov who owes the money back is going to refrain from giving him what the malvin really wants, what the bank really wants. Imkain, nalas dalas b'fnei lovin. You're going to shut the door. The bank's like, if this guy's giving me a hard time, what property is he going to pay me back? I'm not going to lend anymore. And it's going to shut the door for all the people who lend. And we know if there's no one lending, it's very bad for businesses. It's going to be very terrible for the economy. So, damar lei, ila havili zuzei, havashakli, if you had my money, like you're supposed to give me the money, he says the bank. So, kidahashta, then I would have bought another Zivoris land for that money that you're giving me. But now you're giving me the property of Banus, which I don't really want, and you really owe me money. So then, hashed de zuze gavech, but now the money's, you have my money, and you got rid of the money, and ashko kyukra de lakame, and you're telling me you're going to pay me money of the value of a land that's worth in 6 months from now? That's not fair to the bank. If the bank's going to shut down the doors. So that can't be the case either. Again, we're trying to find another similar model to that case of the Ani, whose property is worth one thing in Tishrei and something else in Nisan. That can't be the comparison to Baal Chov. Exactly, yeah, the Gemara, right. And therefore,
so,
what?
And therefore, he can't. And therefore, since with the rise of Ziboris, he cannot say that with Ziboris you lose money.
Oh, that's part of that claim. Uh-huh.
Right.
It's really, he owed me the Ziboris.
Right, you owe me Ziboris. It's just that Hatamim gave him an upgrade. So uh-huh. He cannot be that Hatamim gave him a downgrade from Ziboris that
right.
He's actually be getting.
Okay. So Ella Amar of Acha Breidir of Ika Iika Ludmuye, if you want to compare that case of the Ani to another scenario, you have to compare it to Ksubas Isha Midamina. The Haksubas Isha Dina Biziboris. Now we've seen these are the three cases. These are one of the questions, this is a Rav Shechta type of question from the Kol Elyon question. He says, what types of properties do you pay for each of the different categories? So Nezikin you pay Idis, Bachov you pay Beinus, and then Ksubas Isha you pay Ziboris. The woman, they collect the Ksuba from the worst of the properties. That's the Klal. So the Gemara says, Vi Amra, Dehak Ksubas Isha Dina Biziboris, fine. Vi Amra Lai, she says to her ex-husband now, Ihi Havli Beinus Batsipurta. You know what? I rather a better quality land, but less of it, an upgrade to the quality, but less of that property. Amalah, so he could say to her, "Ishaklis kadina, if you take like you're supposed to take the ziboris, shakal katasha, take like the market value, the current market value. Vilo shakli kiyukra ilo, if you don't want to take like the halacha, then shakli kiyukra dilakame, then I'll give you a bainus, but I'm going to give you bainus of the value it'll be worth in 6 months from now, which means less property for you." So that's how we explain the case. Now we call Makom Kasha. We still have a Kasha. In the end of the day, what's that
we still didn't find the
Subin versus Meitav. That's the question we have to deal with. So Amar Rava says, "Kol Diav Le Mi Meitav Le Savle." Anybody who pays from the Meitav, you give him. So Kol Diav Le Mi Meitav Le Savle. Rather, anything you give them, whatever type of category that is. If I'm giving him money doesn't really, it's not shaykh for money, but let's say I'm giving him cars as payment. Give the best of your cars. If I'm giving him clothing, give the best of your clothing. Meitav, for any category of payment I'm giving him, give the meitav. So yes, I could pay Subin. But if I'm giving Subin, give him the best brand that you have. That's how we deal with the steer. So Gemara said, but Vahab, meitav said, deyuksiv. No, meitav only applies to fields. It doesn't apply to any other category of payment. So Ella, Ki also Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Mi Beirav, Parshua, they say, Kol Mile Meitavu. Everything is called Meitav. Dilo Mizdabin Hacha, Mizdabin Bemasa Achrisa. The Bar Me'ara, with the exception of land, Delesiv Levi Meitav, Kiecha Delikvos Alazvina. What's this saying? I'll read it inside in just one more time in just a second, but every single item in this world is considered Meitav. Because if I can't sell it in this property, in this city, I could take my clothing and sell it in another. Someone needs my clothing somewhere. So it's meitav in that it has a certain value. Property, you can't move property, obviously. So if the market value right now, no one's interested in buying my property right here, then I'm stuck. It's not good. I can't move somewhere else and sell my land. It doesn't work like that. So therefore, I need to sell the best, give him the best of my land in this location in order to ensure that he, when he needs his money back, because remember, the guy lost, he has a damage done to his shore. I damaged his shore. He needs a compensation. My land won't do him any good for his damaged shore. He needs another shore now. So he wants to take this land and sell it to get money. So I need to give him the best opportunity for him to sell that property. So if I'm giving him paying back with my shirt, so if he can't sell the shirt in this city, he'll go to another city to sell it. So it's not the worst thing in the world. But if I give him land that's so bad and he can't sell here, he's stuck. So that's why I have to give him the best of the land. Let me read that inside one more time. So he says, Kol mile meitav, every single object is considered meitav, is considered good. Di lo mizdabin hach, if I can't sell it here, mizdabin b'masach risa, I could sell it elsewhere. Lebar me'ara, with the exception of land, the leisiv le meitav, you have to give the best of your property, ki hech, in order that, the likvot Allah zvini, this way it will be easy, people will jump upon it to buy the property. Okay, we're good?
Is that the maskana that basically...
Yeah. That's the maskana.
So subin is because it's objects and anything is you can give anything you want.
Exactly.
When the Gemara samim kolmakom kasher, so the Gemara's going back on the steer and the psukim, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
So what was this whole tangent that Abaye took us on? When Abaye said, "Oh, I'm Abaye Gemara," and he went to this whole brisa, so we wanted to understand if it's applied to
because Suba. He came with a story that about the Beyamenis and Ikario Beyamatish Vizada, right?
I think
he's explaining that.
But there must have been a Masara. I think what Adam's trying to get at, the Brisa just has a standalone Brisa about an Ani, Maisa Ani, nothing to do with Nezikin. There must have been some Masara that they had that this Brisa was similar to another case. So they initially thought it was similar to a case of Nezikin, and they thought that can't be the case. So then they thought maybe it's similar to a case of Baal Chov, that couldn't have been the case. It must have been the tradition was that this Brisa was similar to a case of Ksubas Isha. That's my guess.
Why did Abaye take us down this rabbit hole? I mean, what was it really relevant? We're trying to understand the Stira and the Tupsotim. And we didn't have the answer.
The initial suggestion.
Elam Rabbi, Abaye says, this statement of Rabbah goes on this brisas and tries to compare it to each of these different cases. What was the point of it if it wasn't to address the stira?
Even in that initial stage, what was that initial suggestion?
So I thought he was coming to answer the stira until we came back to the Koma from Kasha.
No, I think he brought this to originally prove that the case of the Gemara is that if he sells it, that soup, he can give him soup, he can give him, in the summer he can give him soup, you know, in the winter he can. But then he said, no, it doesn't go on this, and they tried to find what did it went for.
And the Gemara found something, it's like soup.
Yeah, subasisha, and then they went back, but now that we went through all this, we didn't answer the question.
But originally, did we think we were going to answer the question?
Yeah,
we did.
Hachinavika benizakim,
right.
So initially, if it was going to be applied to Nezikin, it would have been an answer.
It would have been an answer, but once we got the
prototype.
Well, let's do a little bit further. Two dots now, not too far, because the next, we'll get to go down like five more lines or so. Vay minei Rav Shmuel bar Abba, me'akronia me'rebi Abba. Kishen shaman, when they assess the properties, b'shelohen shaman, o b'shel olam hen shaman. They go based on his personal properties or based as in a subjective evaluation or as in an objective evaluation of the properties? Does it go based on the world? So his Edith and Ziboris, how it matches up to the rest of the world? Or his own properties? He's got three properties. So one's Edith, this one's Banus, and one's Ziboris. Or do we say, no, since he's got such poor quality land, they all qualify as Ziboris with respect to the rest of the world. Or maybe he has such high quality land that they're all considered Edith with respect to the rest of the world. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So Gemara answers... Aliba the Rabbi Shmuel lo tibaylecha. Within the world of Rabbi Shmuel Paskins, we go based on the Nizak. It's no shaila. Damer, but the Nizak Shaminim, you go based on the Nizak. There's no shaila at all. It's his property of the Nizak. Ki tibaylecha. The shaila is Aliba the Rabbi Kiva. Damer, but the Masik Shaminim. We go based on the Masik's property. So what does it mean? My Meitav Sedeu, Amrachmano Mute Nizak. When we say the Meitav, the best of the properties of the Masik, as opposed to the best of the properties of the Nizak. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps we say, Lemuta de Alma Nalmi. No, the Mazik's property, his best properties, forget the properties of the rest of the world. Again, the first shot was, Meitav Sadehu, the best of properties, as it relates to the entire world, why Sadehu? So we don't take into account the Nizak's properties at all. But the rest of the world, we assessed his value up against the rest of the world. Or again, does it mean Meitav Sadeo means Lemute Da'al Manami, the best of his land alone, and we do not take into account the rest of the world's properties? That's the Shaila of the Suffolk within the world of Rabbi Akiva. Let's just read one more line here, then we'll stop, because this Eisvei goes, I think, pretty deep into the next daf. So Gemara suggests as follows. Amar Lei Rachmana Amar Meitav Sadeo, that Amar is Bishel Olam Hein Shamim. What's the Havamina? says Meitav Sadeu, his land. His land means the property of the Mazik. There's no Shaila at all. Why would you think to assess his land up against the rest of the world? And therefore the Gemara simply answers, it's the Midashalom Shaiminan below the Al Mashanim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Moses says something interesting on the Amar Allah.